Mastery is magic at work. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Magic is mastery at work. What do we think that magic is? How do we look at magic? How do we equate magic? How do we think about magic in our everyday activities? What do we think magic is? Quite interesting, really. Magic is nothing more than something that we haven't done before. Magic is nothing more than something that we haven't experienced before. Magic is doing something that would seem impossible, improbable, and doing it and having it be done. And so then it is no longer magic. It is always magic to watch the magician do his legerdemain, and as we watch him, we think, my goodness, isn't he wonderful? Isn't he great? And we think to ourselves, wouldn't we love to be able to do that? So then we go buy a book on magic, and it tells us how to do all the little tricks that the magician is doing, the sleight of hand, the quicker than the hand the eye can see. And we practice it, and some of it is easy, and some of it's more difficult, depending upon our dedication and our desire to learn the magic. We practice it and work at it. However, if we are only a dilettante at it, if we are only interested in it as a personal, amusement for the moment, we may not give it all of the intensity that the professional magician gives to his talent. Do you have the ability to do anything that a professional magician has? Of course you do. Do you have the ability to do anything that a spiritual master does? Of course you do. Do you have the ability to do anything that God can do? And the answer again is 100% yes. What's the difference between yourself, ourself, myself, and the divine? What's the difference between myself and the professional magician? What's the difference between myself and anybody who is competent, talented, capable, and expresses that in a genius way, and myself? The only difference is not only practice. Sometimes practice is really not necessary, but it is a belief in myself. I know that I can do it. I know that I can accomplish whatever thing, whatever project I set before myself, and I can do it. Now, you go to the magician's book, and of course, there are many levels of books you can buy relative to being a magician. And the parlor game type of book that the children learn and use, and sometimes they move on to more advanced fields when the interest is there, they learn how to do many little things, and how to surprise people, and how to fool people, and how to play games with people. And the biggest game that people, that magicians play with people, is that people expect things to be a certain way. Just one illustration will offer that point. The magician says, heads or tails? And he flips his coin, and the coin comes up tails. And he says, heads or tails? And he flips the coin, and the coin comes up tails. He flips his coin, and every time the coin comes up tails. That is an impossibility. Well, it's not impossible when both sides of the coin are tails, or both sides of the coin are heads. This is not an unusual thing. Coins like that can be purchased. They can be purchased and used by these trick games that they play with you. And then there are many. You see, you want it to believe that there's a head and a tail on the coin. You want to believe that each side is different. And wanting to believe that, you will accept most anything that you're told. And this is why we are so gullible. We are so receptive. We can be told that certain things are no longer in front of our vision, and we are sort of hypnotized into believing that they're no longer in front of our vision, and lo and behold, they're not there for us. We look out upon these things and they're not there. It's like a person who might be hypnotized on stage, and he's told he's taking a shower, and he undresses and gets in the shower, and he enjoys it, But here he's standing in front of an audience of people. Not a very nice thing to do to the fellow, but it just shows what can be done. Another is told that they are a dog and they're chasing a cat. And so they assume the posture of a dog chasing a cat, and they amuse the audience very thoroughly. But why can they be told these things? Why can they believe it? Because playing the game, as we have been taught to do, to let's pretend as children, it is very easy for us to do that. Now, if we could play the game and utilize the knowledge of the ability to play the game that we learned as children, we would be masters indeed. We could say to ourselves, I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows the answer, and we would know the answer to everything without qualification. The thing is, children are taught that they know, and then they're taught that they don't know. They're taught that they know, and they're taught that everything is in their mind, and then they're taught they have to go to school because everything's not in their mind. This creates a great confusion in the minds of the student and the teacher. Now, people are told by their doctor that they're going to die because the conditions that they're experiencing are ones that lead to terminal experience. And so the people say, well, my doctor said I'm going to die. And I said, no, you're not going to die. You're only going to die if you believe that you're going to die, and you believe that the terminal conditions have to remain. Now, can you speak to yourself and say that I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect? Can you place a new cause in motion and have a new thought in motion? Can you fool yourself? You've been fooling your body thinking it has to die. Now, why don't you fool yourself that your body's going to live? That you're going to live. It's really just that simple. You see, the things that we think magic is, it's merely mastery at work. It's merely using our ability that we can fool ourselves. We can fool ourselves and say we're sick. We can fool ourselves and say we're well. And to fool ourselves and say we're well is much, much better than fooling ourselves and saying we're sick. Now you say, well, but it's not real then. Well, it certainly is. When you are sick, it is very real that you are sick, and when you are well, it is very real that you are well. Now, you can fool yourself into either condition. Now, the condition of being sick does not have to be. It does not have to be, but we fool ourselves into believing that we are sick because we have the symptoms and we have the experiences. Now, doctors tell you hypochondriacs are people who have these experiences all the time. And they think they're sick, and they have the symptoms of being sick, and they're not sick. But they don't really believe it. They just know that they want to get the attention of their doctor or their family, and so they play that game. But when reality comes, like the boy who called Wolf, when reality comes and he needed the help of the community because the wolf really came, everybody ignores the hypochondriac. Everybody ignores the boy who calls Wolf when there's no wolf, merely because he wants attention, he wants company. Magic is mastery at work, and it truly is magic. What do we think magic is? Magic is merely the activity of something that was not done before. Now, look at yourself. Isn't it magic that you have grown from a child to an adult? Isn't it magic that you have changed your life and your way into something so beautiful and so fantastic that today you are experiencing a totally different outpicturing of yourself than you did even yesterday? I have my little golden retriever. He's going on 11 weeks now, and he's been with me almost 2 weeks, or probably better than 2 weeks now, and I'm feeding him his normal amount of portion, 3 cups of a day of dog food, morning, noon, and night, and he eats it with great lust, great gusto, and he's growing. He's growing. I put in a smaller fence around for him, and that is a folding fence that I have to keep the pets in line, and he stood there with his shoulders over the top, and one little leap, and he was out. So I had a taller fence, and I brought that in, and I put that in, and now he stands with his head over the top of that fence, and as I was bending over to love him, he just grabbed a hold of my arms with his feet, you know, and my sweater, and walked right up the fence and right onto my shoulder, as though there was no fence there at all. Now, it's magic, isn't it? Just a short time before, he couldn't do that. And now, 2 weeks later, he's climbing over the short fence. And he'll soon be climbing over the tall fence. But I know that by the time he climbs over the tall fence, he will have learned to do his duty outside. And that, too, is magic. The magic of him wanting to do it inside and me wanting to have him do it outside. And how do I train him to do that? That's magic. I train him just by making a small area inside where he will want to go outside to do anything else. And he's been doing that just fine. But that's magic too. Now, magic happens all the time. I have dealt with it with so many people on healings that it becomes old hat. I have dealt with people who are having trouble with their businesses, and their business took an immediate right turn. Well, who are they, Herb? Tell us all about them. No, I might tell you about them in general, but very seldom in particular, primarily because they have a right to change their mind if they don't like being successful. They're now successful. They're now enjoying abundance. They're now enjoying more business than they know what to handle. But, and like my sister, when she was running her VIP printing typesetting business in Claremont, California, she and her husband were very exceptional people, really talented, capable, and they got this business going and made a great deal of money, and the business just grew and grew and grew, and so they had to hire more people, but they couldn't find them. They said, Herbie, treat for us that we have the right people working for us. So I treated, and pretty soon they had three beautiful people working for them who were talented, who were interested, and who were wonderful. And they worked up to capacity. And so with the new people, they decided they'd sell more business. And so they went out and sold more accounts and brought it in. And pretty soon the three new people weren't enough. And they had to go and get more. So then they got some more new people and they kept them busy, but there wasn't quite enough work. And they had searched everywhere for more work, but didn't find it. So they said, Herbie, treat for us that we get more business. We need to keep our people busy. So I did, and this went on for a couple of years. Up, down, up here, down, up there, up here, up there, up here, up there. Business, people, business, people, business, people. And after a while, I said, now you do it yourself. You're able to do this perfectly well yourself. And so they started doing it themselves. And as they did it themselves, they forgot all about me. And that was wonderful. And they went on their way doing the magic work that they could have done all along. But you get dependent on somebody else. You get dependent on a prayer ministry here at God Unlimited. And you sometimes think the prayer ministry does the healing work. But actually, it's your receptivity of it that does the healing work, the magic work, and brings about this total new experience in your life and in your affairs. Magic is mastery at work. It merely means that we take charge of what we think. We take charge of what our attitudes are. And it's magic when you don't have enough money, and it's magic when you do have enough money. It's magic when you're sick, and it's magic when you're well. It's magic, whatever you name it, it's magic, because if it wasn't done and now it's done, it's magic. And if it wasn't done and now it's done, it's magic. Whatever direction it goes, it doesn't matter. It only matters what kind of magic do you want to perform. What kind of magic do you want your doctor to perform? If you'd go into your doctor's office and say, Doctor, I'm not feeling too well today. I'd like to have us perform a little bit of magic so that I would feel good. And the doctor would say, yeah, sure, we'll perform magic for you. What seems to be your problem? Well, I just feel sort of listless and sort of down and this and that and the other thing. And the doctor says, that sounds like the pill X will take care of that. And so the doctor prescribes pill X for you. And you take pill X and you say, Doctor, it worked great. I feel wonderful. Well, actually, the doctor had made a mistake. He assigned pill X, which was for stomach ache, and you wanted pill Y, which is for a headache. But you thought that pill X was for a headache, so it cured your headache. This oftentimes happens. mismatch of medicine and pills is a very common thing, and it's why the medical profession is sued so highly, because mostly the pharmacists can't read the prescriptions the doctors write. But that's something that has been endemic eternally, but so be it. Magic is mastery at work. What about you? Are you magic at work? What do you think magic is? Magic is to accomplish whatever you think about, when you think about it. One-pointedly, marvelously, dynamically, forcefully, powerfully, and have it be done. So, that's our instant inspiration for today. Magic is mastery at work. I see each one of you doing your magic mastery at work right now, now, and forevermore. I love you, I love you, I love you.